flaws in our music. Everything's off kilter. Hey, like there's, I just don't know. What'd you just do? Welcome to Not Water, boys and girls. I don't know what that music was. It wasn't the oboe music. I don't know. We just kind of just slipped on into the week. It's Monday. I'm sitting here on Monday. Happy to be fucking doing the show. My co-host had a fender bender or something. Great fucking weekend. Kevin Nabrowski's album recording, The Queens of the Compound. How much fun was that? Good time.
Too much fun, man.
It was a good time. John was there.
They were great.
Garrett, where were you?
Yeah, Garrett, where were you?
Where's he now?
We were going to go get steak afterward, you bastard.
We're going to go get a little ribeye.
Me and Gino were super excited for you.
Yeah, we got all pumped to go get steak, and without you.
And then you weren't there. You weren't there. It's really not quite the same.
It's not the same. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? Butt sex. There's no butt sex. So, what?
What? No, nothing.
I said butt steak.
No, he meant A1 steak.
That's
sauce.
What I meant. Yes. I didn't mean butt sex. I meant anal rape. What? No.
I was celebrating the queen of my compound, guys.
Oh, look at that. How delicious is that? Let me tell you something. We have the best fans in the world. We had fans come out to that. We had fans come out to Kevin Dombrowski's album taping on Friday. You don't know. It was a school night for you, right? His kid's back. He's giving up on school. I think that's fucking fantastic. My voice is shot again. I don't know. Maybe go see a specialist or something. How old are you, kid? 11?
No, 17.
God, remember 17? You could jerk off and clear your socks. Not now. I'm like, it just dribbles on down. Just looks at me like a sad little fucking guy eating hummus. That's the way that one went. You know what I'm talking about, right? You take it for granted. You get done. You're like, I don't even know where it went. You don't look. You don't care. Me, it's like, oh, come on.
Hello?
I don't know what happened. I feel weird. We started with some odd music.
That was the hold music at Progressive.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was on hold with Progressive. I'm very shaken up, and I want to sue everybody. I think I should sue John.
Sue me.
Sue you.
Sue me?
Yes.
Everybody.
I'm going to sue everybody. I'm going to sue this young Latin boy.
He doesn't have to.
I feel violated. What rape is? This is the man version.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. We wanted to get steak after. Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
How is this the male version?
So here's what happens the day, yesterday. I'm all excited. I'm going to the Leafs Rangers game. Good thing I didn't go.
That is a kiss of death, getting hockey tickets.
Second Leaf game I couldn't go to. Last time I had to give them to Brennan and his kid, and I couldn't go. I'm out like $500 on Leaf tickets this year.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm all excited. We get in the car. I drop my wife and my daughter at the LIRR. I go to find parking. Can't find parking. So I go to make a left. This guy's making a right. Now, the guy making the right should have the right of way. However, there's pedestrians walking through the walk.
Fucking people.
Away from me.
Fucking people and you're
not
walking.
Oh. They're walking away from me. So once they clear, I go left. They're not clear for him to go right. He swerves around the people, comes in and T-bones me.
Yeah, see,
I was driving a Dodge Ram. I get out. Can't get to the game. Wait 3 hours for the cops to come.
Jesus.
They show up, black cops. So right away, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get shot.
No.
So my wife starts Facebook Living it. I pretend I got shot.
Right.
And then she goes, do you shoot my husband? Oh, tell me you didn't shoot my husband. Okay. And then, but cops were very nice. I thunked them for their service. Yeah. And then my wife goes, thank you. But it sounded like she said, fuck you.
Right.
So he goes, what was that? And I go, Jesus. I go, you got an aggressive voice. So now I have horrible whiplash. My shoulder is dislocated. I have rotator cuff injuries. No. I'm surprised I can work. I think I have internal bleeding probably.
Right.
What else can you not prove?
I think it's all trauma. You could say you have CTE.
Yeah, I have.
You can't have sex.
Yeah, I can't have sex because of this.
Really?
Yeah. What else? My work is affected.
Yes.
Highly.
Because of the stress and the trauma.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Some kind of a...
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
PTSD.
You're just having flashbacks.
I keep seeing the truck because the damage was all done right where Piper would have been sitting. And
that's
I dropped her
freakish.
Off 2 minutes early. We have pictures of it. Garrett, can I show the pictures of the accident? And then... This guy that hit me, he couldn't talk. He's like, I just not hola. And I'm like, what? There's the door. Look at that.
Oh.
And look at all the smashed in glass
God.
Over that. And then Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. That's freakish.
Yeah. Luckily, ISIS faggot was watching over me. His hat was in the trunk.
ISIS faggot fled the scene.
Yeah.
There's nothing but a hat left.
I had him in the trunk because he wanted to go to the game. So that's it. So it's
Allahu Akbar.
And the guy's ram scratches. Little because scratches
it's
on the
huge.
Fender. Yeah.
That's probably where the bottom bumper hit your car.
That's it. It's amazing. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's to blame. I know New York is a new no-fault insurance state.
Meaning what?
Meaning, like, you basically your insurance covers your own shit for the most part. But, my left leg is hurting now. Do you see that?
No.
Do you see what just happened with my left leg?
No.
Is it bleeding? Oh, I got pins and needles. That's the best way to describe it. Let me just get up and see if I can... Oh, I can't even walk. I better... So I have to go get checked out right after this.
Really?
Yeah, you got to go to urgent care.
Why didn't you go last night?
I just talked to Progressive because all the urgent care places were closed last night. And if I go to the emergency room, I'm going to sit there for 5 hours. I waited 3 hours for the cops.
I can't imagine.
It was great. And the black cop, I was like, what movie are we shooting? And he goes, no, I'm a real cop. And I'm like, right. And he goes, no, I'm a real police officer. I'm like, get out. Is it Get Out too? And he was like, no, I'm really a cop. And I go, I don't believe you.
You have a gun.
Let me see your gun. And he's like, I lost it. So it was awesome. And so, scary. I didn't sleep a lot.
But aside from that.
And now I'm angry.
Why?
Because I'm angry that a guy drove into me. I didn't drive into him.
Right.
Yeah. I'm angry.
It could have been a lot worse. But aside from that, you had a good weekend, right? You headlined the Stress Factory.
Yeah.
That was good?
Yeah, it was great. Shows were great. Really nice club. A lot of people came out. A lot of Compound Media people came out. Ellis from Philly came out. And then I see that Ellis...
He was tweeting with Alyssa Milano?
He was tweeting with Alyssa Milano. He's getting into it with Alyssa Milano on there. I think she kind of likes him. I think she has a bit of a, what's it called? A crush.
Yeah.
I think she has a bit of a crush on him.
I think it's called a restraining order. I think that's what it's called.
So do you think that she doesn't like Ellis, or do you think she...
She's taking the high road with that tweet. She's like, you know, because he did some misogynistic, why aren't you scrubbing dishes or something?
Yeah.
And she's like, actually, I did all this today, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, she did. So I wonder if he's going to do sex on her.
He's not going to do sex on her.
Why is
Unless
that?
Unless he can hunt her down and find her in an alley where no one can hear her scream.
Oh.
That's
why would she scream if it was consensual?
Yeah, because it won't be consensual. It won't be.
So you're saying Alyssa Milano may rape Ellis?
I'm saying Ellis, I wouldn't put a little rape past Ellis. He looks like he could get away with it.
He doesn't look rapey at all.
He sends those messages.
He does send odd messages. He'll send us Garrett Facebook messages. It always ends with a girl pooing out of her vagina. And I'm like, how did that happen? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, what makes you think we like this stuff?
Got you to look. I
could barely sleep last night. I'm feeling like Opie. I'll tell you that. Last week you were Opie. I'm feeling like Opie.
I'm feeling like I need to go get my throat checked or something.
You're not in good health at all.
I'm in very good health.
I
slept 4 hours this weekend.
I got text the other night saying you're right about Gino. Just random people texting me.
I had people
believing you're emotionally crippled.
I had people taking my side, and the final tally was about 62% said I'm emotionally crippled.
But other people took your side.
38%
So the number went down of the people that thought you were crippled. You thought it was 66.
Still, yeah, it's still basic. I didn't check it lately, but
it's basically a 2-to-1.
Two out of three people. It's like the dentist thing. We tried it. Three people think I'm emotionally fucking crippled.
Yeah.
I'm not. I had a very... I went to the Queens...
Denial is more than a river in a rapist.
That's just a river. I went to the Queens of the Compound.
A river?
I embraced all that is feminine. It was very nice.
Nothing about... So you can't... Oh, now you're a male feminist, which is even sketchier. The point is, you need to expand your base of emotions. Yesterday, I could have been angry. I could have taken the kid that was in this guy's car...
Right.
Put him under my back wheels, backed up over him, and looked at the guy and said, now you see how it feels.
Now we're even.
Right. And he would have gone, why'd you kill my grandchild? And I go, why'd you break my back window where my daughter could have possibly been sitting?
Why'd you get shards of glass in my genie hat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And luckily, I was able to keep some of the glass, so for the next steak night, we can use it.
Oh, we could use steak night glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it hurt me. We want to get rid of it.
Oh. Well, we're getting rid of the glass by putting it in the steak.
If we know where the glass is, then we can keep it away from you. That's the important thing.
For those of you just tuning in, what happened was we went out with Garrett and John for steaks, and John woke up very sore the next day.
Right.
Garrett woke up sore.
Garrett woke up sore.
John woke up happy.
John woke up happy. Garrett woke up sore.
And for some reason, John said his balls were empty.
Yes, his balls were empty.
Yeah.
And his and the helmet of his penis was very raw.
Yeah, and he said the shaft as well. He said the shaft had been like forced into something.
No, but what happened was I ate glass. I don't know how we went on this tangent.
Yeah, remember I like dropped that glass and it shattered and then a little piece got into his steak.
A little piece.
What steakhouse was that at?
And then that was
Rapes Chris.
Rapes Chris. Yeah. And then he woke up with
Ruth.
Oh, Ruth's Chris.
And you woke up with tremendous trauma to your upper GI tract, right? As if someone had just been pounding it repeatedly with 4 or 5 milk.
No, it was like a shard of glass came out.
Right.
Shit. Yeah, but there was no evidence of the glass, and you went to a doctor, and then they said...
Yeah, a shard of glass came out in between being repeatedly entered by male dick, right?
Didn't they bring out like a kit or something and you said, I think you've got the wrong patient?
Yeah, I left.
Yeah, because they were giving you a rape kit, right?
And I was like, yeah, no, I was about shitting glass.
Yeah.
I'm
having trouble shitting.
Like, no.
You seem to want to check my fecal matter for semen. That's
so it was weird. So anyways, but Garrett doesn't remember anything of it. And we just, all we knew was it was a great Christmas party.
It was a great steak. It was a good steak.
Yeah, it was so
good
much
steak.
Fun.
It was good.
Do you remember when we were holding the mistletoe up and you had the belts on his thighs and we had the belts on his thighs tied to the side of the bed?
And I'm like, you thought the steak
was
bloody.
Thighs?
Nobody. Nothing. We're thinking of a Christmas card we got. It was great. It was great. He sees. Because we repeated.
If we had an HR department here, could you imagine their write up about the Christmas party? In the old days, it used to be like, John smacks Stacy's buttocks.
Yeah. In the future, the Christmas holiday party.
This one, four guys and the head writer, Robert, anally penetrated a man against his will.
Refrain from butt fucking the staff. At Christmas parties, we've talked about this.
Right.
We're fine with the steak, but when you drug someone and then tie them down with your belts.
It was a good weekend. My wife's at work today.
Nice. It's
crazy. Yeah, she's shooting a thing. So I got to go to the thing and get the rental car. Do you think that they'll let me rent a big truck? I'd like a limousine? I'd like maybe like a stretch limo to just drive by myself.
Do
people ever do that anymore?
You should rent.
Remember when you were a kid? You're like, I'd like to get a stretch limousine. You're like, you got to hire a limo driver. You're like, why? And then you just drive yourself in a big stretch limo.
You should rent like...
Reach in the back to the bar while you're driving and mix drinks and stuff like that.
You should rent like one of those sports cars. You know, it's just for a week.
Yeah.
And then just tell your wife, look, there's no room for you and the kid. I need a week to myself. And just...
Well, I'm going away. I'm going to Florida on Wednesday.
You're doing Florida this weekend.
Mike Figg's filling in Wednesday, Thursday.
Where's he been? Oh, he's moving into a house with his mom?
So I don't know. He's Italian. He probably never moved out of the house with his mom.
Oh, I don't know.
It's exciting. So we got a big show today.
Huge.
You got stuff planned?
We do?
What do you got?
We got...
Oh, I did the Chip Chipperson podcast last week.
Did we already
talk about that?
You didn't mention it. You did it. Chrissy Mayer did it.
Mm. Anyways... All right, I'm going to get out of here.
But we're hanging out.
Oh, that right hip. Oh, video evidence.
Oh.
Video evidence. Stay in school.
PTSD.
Stay in school, kid. Stay in school, right? What's the closest you ever came to being in an accident? When the raft you were floating over here on, when you came over on that door and it flipped in the Gulf? That is good stuff. I might have had soup 3 days ago. That's how far down that one went. Mm. All right, well, thank God he's okay. I get off stage last night, and there's pictures of a wrecked car on my phone from Berg. I'm like, my meal ticket. I'm like, that's my meal ticket.
Dude. Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Yeah, you were just right here.
Yeah, I just heard you were talking about me. What's up?
I was just saying I was concerned.
I'm concerned. I'm a little shaken up. I almost drank last night. I went home and there was a bottle of wine. I was staring at it.
Right.
And I almost, what's the word in French? Relapsed.
You almost relapsed.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yes.
I didn't. And then I barely slept. But now, you know, you take it in stride. Everyone's okay. That's what matters.
Yeah.
It wasn't an Asian guy, which blew my mind. You know, in where I live in Forest Hills,
right?
You would have expected it. Just a white guy that couldn't talk. Now I want to hunt him down and
seek revenge, exact
finger
revenge.
Finger his wife in front of him while looking at him. You know, like make an eye contact and just finger his wife. I feel violated. I feel like the truck pushed me aside because I was a smaller car.
Right.
That's how I feel. Now, I want him to feel that same violation when me and three of my black friends go over and cuck the shit out of his wife.
Say it right. All three of your black friends.
All three.
Now.
And Yamanika.
And now, are you, the pedestrians were there. Did they, were they like.
They left. They got the fuck out of Dodge.
Did they really?
They probably had warrants.
Like, we didn't see anything.
Oh, shit, run! I don't know. I was thinking I could go post a sign saying if you witnessed this accident. But it's, look, I think the damage is they got to repair the door. They got to repair what's behind the door, what near the gas tank and the window. It's not going to be that much money.
No.
And then I just got to pay extra in my what's it called? Insurance when it goes up.
Premium?
Premium may go up. But the best case scenario, we find this guy's address, and I go finger bang his wife.
Didn't you exchange information? You
no,
should
the
have.
The cops
that.
Write it all down, and then I have to go pick up a police report tomorrow, and that has his information where I could find his house and his wife that wants to get
when
fingered.
You pick up the police report, say, thanks, officer. This is really going to help me hunt down his wife and finger fuck her.
Yeah,
you
and
should
then
say
he'll
that.
Go, sorry, what?
I said, thank you, officer.
Yeah, and then he'll go, look, have you had any thoughts of harming yourself or others? I go, no, why would I arm? Mothers when I want to kill them.
When I want to kill those people. Yeah. I need all the arms I can get.
Yeah. See, this stuff never happens in your neighborhood. Where do you live?
I live in East Harlem. I live on 104th and 1st. You should come by sometime.
I will. Next time I need sliced mangoes in a Ziploc bag.
Every time I see those, I
start
Every
time. Oh, hang on a minute. We got to cut over to an affiliate if you don't mind.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, everybody, it is 9:17, which means it is a minute after 9:16.
Thanks, Randy.
Oh, yeah, we are tearing it up. Love seeing y'all at the Rusty Rudder this weekend with Mudders for Brudders. That's right. If you brought in a black dude, we would give you a shirt from a Mudder race.
That's the dumbest promotion you've ever done.
All right, and remember, tomorrow at the Starboard, the outside bar, it is Ducks for Cucks.
There you go.
Bring us an Oriental Mandarin duck, and we will fuck your wife in front of you.
It's very specific. Why does it have? What if they brought in a basic mallard duck or just
it's mallards for ballards? That's right. You bring us a mallard, we will bring you the ashes of old Toronto Maple Leafs GM Harold Ballard.
That is really specific. That is really. I didn't even. Wasn't he? Didn't he die like 30 years ago or something?
That's correct. It's all Maple Leafs here in Delaware today after the Rangers took him down. And remember, 4-1. Every Wednesday at Coral's Breakfast Place.
Is that a thing?
It is Urns for Burns. You bring us in an urn of one of your dead family members, right. We will burn down a house of your choice.
What? So you're saying if they bring you an urn, you'll commit arson. That's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Loving it over here. Delaware, W-R-O-K. The rock of Delaware, W-R-O-K, because we are O-K. Pause for station identification. Fuck, man. Bump that. Oh, Johnny. Hit it, G. Hit it.
So early.
Hey, come on, do it or you're gay.
Come on, bro. Get in on this, man.
Yeah, poison. Poison.
Poison. What are you doing in there?
I think it's amazing that we killed that guy in Spain, Mexico, and nobody knows.
Did you see this story, Randy?
Yeah, no. Nobody cares about Spain, Mexico. They don't even know where it is, man. Hang on one sec. What's this button do?
Hot mic, Randy.
Hey! Give me a sec. Killed him.
Hello?
Shot him on the air. Went in. Yeah, I think. There's no evidence.
Did you see this story out of the...
Blood up.
Blood up.
I can't even...
Pay the people that we have to pay so that they keep their mouths shut.
Randy? Randy?
Fuck his wife, too.
Randy?
Let the cartels deal with it. Split their hands.
Oh, by the way, that cough button's like kind of not working.
Just noticed.
You really gotta push it.
And we're back!
Brandy, did
big news today! Oh, yeah! If you ain't in Delaware, then you do not care, but there's a little bit of precipitation.
What's going on in there? Randy, did you, AIDS. Randy, did you see this story out of Spain, Mexico?
Oh, Spain, Mexico. Did indeed. We'd like to pass it over to you. We don't know anything about it. Haven't really read about it. Just got a memo from the boss. We are missing an affiliate. But remember, it is rhymers for toilet timers.
Man, that's terrible.
You bring in a small poem of your choice or a freestyle rap, we'll give you one of these toilet timers.
A prominent government critic and radio host was assassinated during a live broadcast in Mexico's...
Just one second, Gino. By you covering this story, this in no way it makes an allegation or any sense of charge or things stop Mueller investigation.
Have another liner, minor. He was an outspoken personality, often criticized...
Sorry, what's this? Someone passed?
He was an outspoken...
We'd like to do a moment of silence here for... What was the guy's name?
Gladson Carvajal.
Or as I called him, Glade.
A radio host who was only... A radio host.
Sorry?
A radio host who was open.
Glady's dead, right?
Glady's dead. Someone just upped their market share. Colombia!
A radio host who was open.
Yeah. Job opening in Spain, Mexico.
See?
Thanks, John.
Gino, we'd like to give a shout out if you could please rise for the Spanish national anthem.
Yeah, I got it. Mexican hat dance again.
He is so dead.
A radio host who was openly critical of his nation's government was assassinated during a live broadcast. Gladson Carvalho from the North Brazilian state of Ceará was an outspoken personality who frequently railed against official corruption on Radio Liberdad FM. During his most recent show, a van pulled up filled with urns and several types of ducks and opened gunfire on the man. He was shot once in the head, twice in the chest, and then the men did cocaine on his dead body. According to local media, the assassins overpowered a receptionist, kept screaming the name Dottie, before forcing their way into Carvalho's recording studio where they shot him three times. He was playing music at the time of the shooting, probably the Mexican hat dance. Did you read this?
This sounds horrible. We always hate to see a fellow radio personality pass away, but we do have the audio footage of the actual incident.
Do we really? Why
yes.
Would you? How would you have that on you, Randy?
Huh?
How would you have that on your cell phone of all things? Why is it? Why are we just? How do you have the recording on your cell phone? Did someone email it to you?
Yeah.
Why is it on your? Why is it on your outgoing?
It was on air. Where it happened, where he was shot. We do have it.
Why is it on your outgoing voicemail, as though you were sending a message to someone to confirm that something had been done?
There was no message being sent.
All right, let's take a listen.
All right, hang on one sec.
Yeah, it's theater of the mind, kid. Stay in school. What? Good stuff.
Hola, esta el radio de México. Welcome, bienvenue. ¿Cómo se dice your name, sir?
They killed the maid from the Family Guy.
Gladson.
Hola, Gladson. Tres visitoros por you. Guerrero.
Oh, that's the receptionist. Juan. I just realized that's the receptionist. Okay, I'm back. I'm
Randy.
On. I'm on board.
Should I send them in?
Sí, señorita.
In case you didn't know, the maid from the Family Guy is the receptionist at this place.
Dos of them poseso el firearms.
Okay.
Firearms. Guns. Bangy, bangy. Guns! They have a gun! Glade! They have a gun! Now one of them will push me! One of them will push me! Hang on!
They possessos. Possessos is Spanish for has. Oh, there you go.
Ay!
Andale! Arriba!
Randy forever.
Vatos locos, careros, Iván y Randy. Now you keep your mouth shut about everything. You promise to me, Glade?
I will never be silenced. I will speak out about El Governmente.
Yeah, Glade, I have warned you. One last chance you get, you pedophile-looking fuck. Now, will you stay silent?
You can never silence me. Libertad, 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 libertad.
You get into accidents more often, it really brings the good stuff out of you. It said they shot
Buenos dios, Glade. All right. Vamos a Delaware.
That's just overkill. Just fucking overkill.
Whip him, Guerrero.
Says nothing about a bullwhip in this story.
Whip him. I'm so thirsty now after murdering that man. I wish we had sodas.
His murder is the third killing of a Brazilian journalist this year, the 16th assassination of a reporter since 2001. And all of these have ties to the radio industry in Wilmington, Delaware. Odd. It's peculiar.
Parched.
Parched. All right, well, there you go.
Guerrero, uno por you.
Señor Rendito, muy bueno.
Juan, una soda por you.
I don't even know.
Si, si.
I never understood why John, why the Juan talks like Speedy Gonzales.
Senor Cosby, una soda for you.
Cosby's there. Got it.
Not like that. This is right.
Hey, Gino. Standards and practices.
Hey, standards and practices. How you doing, buddy?
We just lost the connect with Randy, but seems like he's doing well.
He
was in Alaska just for 2 days and then came back, apparently.
He keeps busy, the guy.
We lost a fellow radio guy.
Yeah, some guy in Spain pissed the wrong people off, and apparently somebody just drove down in a van from the beach and shot him. It says 3 times in the article, but apparently they had a machine gun there as well. And apparently he has a secretary that speaks very poor English and Spanish.
I guess that, the secretary position, I don't know how educated you would have to be, but it sounds horrible that she had to put herself through this.
Well, you know, you gotta pay the bills in Spain, Mexico.
You're just going off a recording you heard.
Yeah.
You don't know what actually happened.
You don't know if those were, it could have been static.
No, it was pretty straightforward. She said the guys were possessos, gunos or something. That means has guns. I'm not that sharp on my Spanish to English. And then just went in and blew fucking the guy away. Blew him away. Dead.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
As a guy that kind of works in radio.
Sure.
How do you feel about it?
I just think the guy should have minded his own fucking business.
Well, the guy, it's his job to speak openly about issues.
Right.
All right. I'm not saying anything more about it. I'm kind of worried. I think last night this guy drove his Ram into me as a hit job.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah. Look, I love Randy. I'm a huge fan.
Right.
But this seemed a little obvious that this guy was trying to kill me.
What did you ever do to not piss off Randy? It seems like you and him are pretty tight.
Maybe this railroad spike thing?
Yeah, it could have been the railroad. I don't think he was on that side.
I have no idea, but it could have been that. Guys Matter show. It could have been the tweet when I said I'm a Muslim trans person and now I have every job.
Could have been that.
You never know what it is, but... you know, as a radio guy, I've prepared something I just kind of want to say.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if you're willing to hear something that I would have written, that I wrote a monologue about what it's like to be in radio.
Oh, please. I would love...
It's not easy.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think it's all glamour and that we show up here and, you know, we just get to rape our sound engineer guy.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I'm queuing up a clip. What was that?
Nothing. I was just saying that it's awesome to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah. It's not really sound engineer. He's more like the most important thing, him and John.
I believe the word you're looking for is linchpin.
Do you think that John would be higher up on the pay scale if he let us rape him?
He might be, but John's more of a henchman when it comes to raping.
Wait,
dude.
What?
John's the kind of guy.
What's with the rape stuff?
We just, because it was a hot topic like 6 months ago, so we just kind of ran.
We're just bringing it back. We're circling back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Callback?
Yeah, it's callback. You remember Cosby and stuff?
Yeah.
How's that clip coming?
When you're doing...
Yeah, I got it.
You got it?
All right, this is a monologue I wrote about doing radio. This is me.
You're not talking. Makes sense to me.
Eric Bogosian?
It's me.
Got it.
I should hang. I'm a hypocrite. I ask for sincerity and I lie. I denounce the system as I embrace it. I want money and power and prestige.
Whatever happened to him?
I want ratings and success. I don't give a damn about you or the world. That's the truth. For this, I could say I'm sorry, but I won't. Why should I? I mean, who the hell are you anyways, you audience? You're on me every night like a pack of wolves because you can't stand facing what you are and what you've made. Yes, the world is a terrible place. Yes, cancer and garbage disposals will get you. Yes, a war is coming. Yes, the world is shut to hell and you're all goners. Everything's screwed up and you like it that way, don't you? You're fascinated by the gory details. You're mesmerized by your own fear.
Hey, Gino, this is pretty boring.
You revel in floods.
I saw him live once at a small theater. Unstoppable way diseases. Than this.
Bogosian?
Yeah.
Why are you whispering?
Because I don't want to interrupt.
Happy for others.
It's so boring.
I feel like what was
that's
your...
where I come in, isn't it?
If I talk loud, I feel like he'll be upset.
I'm here loudly. To lead you by the hands through the dark so forest fake. Of your own hatred and anger
so
and humiliation.
You get a little seasick.
I'm providing a public service.
He's like acting. It's not even
so
genuine.
Scared.
I don't
you're like a little child
said.
Under the covers.
That
you're afraid of the boogeyman. You can't live without him.
I'm having trouble following
your fear.
Both.
Your own lives become your entertainment.
It's boring. His lips are way too big.
Radio
for a white
personality
guy.
On.
Next month, millions of people are going to be listening to this show, and you have nothing to talk about.
Millions? No one wants to hear this.
Marvelous technology is at our disposal. And instead of reaching up
radio
to new heights,
don't
we're going to see how far down
like
we can
they
go.
They do not.
How
and
deep
where
into
is
the
he,
muck we can
immerse
ourselves.
Where's the guy that he rapes at the Christmas party?
What do you want to talk about?
Garrett's kid. What? He's right there.
Baseball scores. Your pet.
How long is this?
You played orgasms. You wrote it, I mean.
It's like, I thought it was going to be way shorter. He's Armenian. Did you ever hear about the Armenian genocide?
Each and every
no,
one of
me neither.
Oh, God.
I wish I heard more about it right now.
Absolutely nothing.
Wish they walked in and just shot this guy. The only thing that could save this is if someone walked in and shot this guy.
What are the odds of that, though?
I don't know. It's just so boring. And it's getting darker. It's like the guys that were lighting the scene quit. You know, they're just like, this is awful. How long does this go on for? How many bad actors do you think did this monologue in auditions?
Are we waiting for him to get shot?
I'm not afraid,
Jesus Christ, could someone walk in and shoot this guy?
I come in every night. I make the case. I make my case. I say what I believe. I tell you what you want.
Why is he still talking?
I have no choice.
It's like the bullets are going around him because the thing's spinning in a circle.
I don't. There you go. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. What the fuck is that? Yeah! What are you?
That's someone when they die. That's the noises it makes.
That's the one?
Yeah.
That's the one?
So that's Eric Bogosian's dead now.
Whatever happened to Eric Bogosian?
I think he's on like a Law and Order or a CSI or something. Now. He is. I'm not kidding.
God, I don't.
It's correct. Anyways, I've got a big story for you. I'm going to pass you over if you don't mind. Beep biddy beep biddy beep biddy beep beep biddy beep biddy breaking news. Beep biddy beep biddy beep biddy beep beep biddy beep biddy breaking news. It's just in, Gino.
Hey, legit news.
Hot take of a story, big one. My last day here and then I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving.
I think I'm leaving. A lot of fans want me to leave. I've decided that
I don't
need this gig anymore. I've got a sweet B-51-2 or whatever the tax thing's called. What's it called when you got all the money put aside?
401k?
Yeah, one of those.
Did you say a B-52? That's a plane.
B-51-2. What do you call it? A W-40?
No, that's a W-D-40. What are you going to do?
What's it called?
401k.
401k. Let me tell you. Get this down. Tell Fox News that I want my B152 changed to a 401k.
Do you realize how the show just turns immediately when you show up? Do you feel the difference?
What
and
do you
you're
mean?
Gonna leave
how?
This?
How do you mean? I watched that radio fella that you had on there. That was a snooze fest. Remember, at Lachlan's Pub this Thursday, it's snooze fest for booze fest.
I'm in.
Come on in. Fall asleep. Let us do what we want. We'll give you some beer.
They you bring Gino's CD. People fall asleep listening, and then we get drunk.
By all means, necessary, like Chuck D said.
Now, do you have a lot of Pan Am frequent flyer miles racked up? You want to just retire?
Ready
with?
To go to Chicago? I'm booking that on miles, March 2nd. Going to be in Chicago with you guys. I'm going to the North Bar. You've got a podcast taping and then a live show, and I'm going. I'm booking that flight on Pan American Delta Airlines.
So
they just
merged. You're going to be flying in the smoking whites only section.
Well, I'll smoke for certain, and as we know, whites are the ones that afford the most cigarettes.
Well, no, they
go to the back once in a while, and I'll sit down with one of the fellas and give him a cigarette and listen to the story about how he went to the crossroads and bargained his soul to learn to play guitar.
You're thinking of a movie. No, you're thinking of a movie, and I believe it was called Crossroads. I think that was it.
You're correct.
Wasn't Ralph Macchio in that?
Yeah.
Was that the one when you killed the guy by throwing a food cart down the subway stairs at him?
No, that was Sleepers.
Well, all right, what's the story you got?
It's also how Nathan Jr. went to prison. It's a big, hot story. Dow Jones, step aside. Mueller investigation, step aside. Elizabeth Warren announcing her, presidency, step aside.
Right.
Big news, hot breaking news. Very hot, sensual woman tries to lick a man's face. The Me Too movement turned on its very beaten pussy back. You all right there?
AIDS.
Yes.
I'm Madeira Beach, Florida City Commissioner.
Hot lady, too. Get your eyes ready. Get ready for the Googles to bounce out of your head. If this one was coming at me trying to lick me, I would have said, I'll keep a secret.
I'm Madeira Beach, Florida City.
Secret. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman to
Got
keep.
It. Got it. Has stepped down after being slapped with a fine for drunkenly licking the face of a
former... I'd slap her fine. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying you'd slap her and it would
Wait
be fine.
Wait till you see how pretty she is. I think she used to coach the Steelers.
For groping him in public 7 years ago. 60-year-old Nancy Oakley. Oh, God.
You like that?
Mm.
I bet you just dropped an Oakley.
You ever watch MILF porn, kiddo? You ever?
Let me ask you this, Gino. When I
He's like, yeah.
When I look at her a little bit, she's got some kind of manly features. Now, I don't want to...
All of them. All of them.
I don't want to misgender him.
It's a her.
She kind of looks manly. I'm not going to lie. She looks like she may have had some work done and is one of those things that I hate. What
that
is called?
A dude.
Like a tranny. Is she a tranny?
It's a dude.
That's what you think. You know why I hate trannies, Gino?
Why?
Got hit by a truck last night. There was one under the engine.
That's a Hemi.
See what it did there?
Yeah.
I was going the other way. You thought I was one of them hate-filled people.
Right.
And I just spun it into a joke.
Into a joke about a truck.
To cover up my hate for trannies.
And there's fags. Oh, shit. Hold on.
That's all right. Cigarettes.
Nancy Oakley... submitted a letter of resignation last week in which she maintained her innocence.
How do you keep a job? I mean, you're fine for a bit, and then you just go off the rails. Why don't you just have this woman Skype in?
All right. Well, normally I wait for the noise.
Well, ask for the noise, then. That is the sound of Skype. It's a futuristic thing where you can talk on video. It's like a phone call, but you can actually see the person you're speaking
with. It's pretty old now. It's been around a while.
Press the one closest to you, otherwise the camera doesn't pick up. You missed it. Oh, there it is.
Ah! Look at this. Oh. Nancy Oakley, you're in hot water.
Yes.
Can you settle on a voice? You ready?
Yeah, I've got a voice. First, it was some phlegm.
Right, I know that is.
Hang on, let me adjust my knots.
You resigned last week after licking the face of a fellow employee from the neck all the way up to the head. And three other men have come forward and accused you of licking them against their will. That's disgusting. The commissioner on ethics voted to fine you $5,000 for your conduct towards former Madeira Beach city manager.
How much?
$5,000.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad. For your actions towards city manager Shane Crawford.
Hang on one sec.
Okay. What?
But there's a reason I lick.
Okay. Oh, were you going to say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you go. It's disgusting. You're also said to have called City Clerk Sherman.
Got it.
You're also said to have called City Clerk Sherman McGrady, whom you suspected of being Crawford's mistress, a fucking bitch. Is that correct?
She was a bitch.
How does someone like you...
Hang on, my cock is stuck in my leg.
How does someone like... I got it. This... Are you...
Flu season. It's flu season.
What are you doing?
Because I lick a lot. Yes. I think I may have caught something.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now, I just lick a lot of things. Men's necks, subway poles,
why did you lick
sauce.
Why did you lick this... Why did you lick this guy on the neck?
He was sexy.
Did he return? But did it ever occur to you that maybe he didn't want you to lick him? Maybe it was like kind of offensive? Maybe it was flat out gross?
Yeah, but I asked him to wrestle.
And how did that go?
He said no, that's why I licked him. Just locker room talk.
So, are you done? I thought I had something.
It's all right.
So you're the city commissioner there?
Did you see the picture of the guy I licked?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got stubble in my tummy. Oh. You ever lick a man's stubble and then woman's hair comes off?
No, I never did that.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
If I have a penis in the front, would you consider my asshole my vagina?
I'd consider you a dude.
Look at these eyes.
You're a dude.
Look at these eyes. What says man about these eyes?
Everything. That's you're a man. That's a man with a wig. That literally looks like a dude with a wig, doesn't it?
I'm a lady.
I don't know.
Hang on one sec. Let me turn off my wrestling match.
Despite Oakley, are you? Despite your
Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
You ever get licked?
No.
Lana?
No. Despite your protest of innocence,
I'm stronger than you.
Three other men have come forward and said you'd lick them. What did you expect to gain out of licking these dudes? Did you think that was like some kind of turn on for them? Are you doing okay? We can call you back. You seem a little.
I'm fine.
What's that?
I'm fine.
It seems like you're a little stuffed up.
This time of year in Florida. Little nippy.
Yeah, you're getting a little phlegmy.
You want to see a picture of the guy whose neck I licked?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'd like to see.
He's hot AF.
It's me?
No. Here we go.
It was me?
This is him.
Ah, not a bad looking dude.
Yeah, in the 80s he was an 8.
He actually looks more effeminate than you do, to be honest.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Look at his neck. That is so lickable.
That is 41-year-old... Shane Crawford.
Do you want to see if we could speak with him?
Yeah, why not?
I have a restraining order on him, but I'll text him.
Yeah, can you text
Hang
him? Are you allowed?
Name? To... Shane.
Are you? Yes, Shane. Shane. You should know.
I'm
you...
on the news with what's the name of this show? Jim and Sam.
No, it's In Hot Water. See
what
it says it on the mug? It's In Hot Water.
Oh. All right. Well, you do have 400,000 subscribers. I'm reading your Wikipedia page.
Do we really?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
That's fantastic.
All right. I
didn't even know.
This can't be bad.
I was unaware.
Hello, Shane. I'll pass you through. Hey, Siri. How many listeners does In Hot Water have?
I'm hitting the button.
I found something on the web about how many listeners does In Hot Water have. Check it out.
What's it say?
Just move on.
Shane Crawford, you're in hot water. What are you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, pal.
How are you?
Good. We just had a chick on that was apparently...
Yeah, chick, right. Yeah, yeah.
A woman that...
Right, and I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton, bro.
You're not. You're
yeah,
not.
That's a chick.
You're not. The woman...
I knew when she licked my neck, I could feel scruff. What's up, racist Teddy?
Fear. It's about to get funnier. Hold on. Now it's a goddamn show. Good morning.
9:45. Good morning. You all right, man?
I'm better now.
Everything okay?
Everything's great. So
I read this thing, a poll, where people were asking if you were emotionally crippled.
I'm not emotionally crippled.
No, drink a beer at 9:45 on a Monday in the morning. That's all right, man. Hey, but I've been in college, too. What year are you in, man? Sophomore?
I'm 50.
You're what?
I'm 50.
That's your number on the football team?
No. I'm a 50-year-old man.
Now follow, man. You're telling me you're 50 years old, you're drinking a Coors Light at 9:45
that's
on a Monday.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I'm master of my own domain.
Right. So, and emotionally, you feel good?
I'm not emotionally crippled. I could tell a story now. I could cry on cue.
Yeah, a lot of people drink coffee and beer at the same time, man. Nothing wrong.
Wait, did he say fifth-year senior?
Yeah. Hey, man, who are you taking to prom?
I hate you.
You excited?
I'm taking that
chick. I can't wait to see that picture of you in a tux against some wood paneling, man.
I got to find that picture of my
Does your dad smoke in the station wagon when he drops you off?
He does. He does. That's about the size of a cigar burn, or do I stutter?
All right. Judd Apatow.
No, different guy. Judd Nelson.
Oh, cooler.
You don't have a beer?
I was in a movie with him once called Boondock Saints 2. He took the role that I was up for, and then I had to play Jojo Rama.
Did you do it with a... Were you wearing a...
Huh?
Toupee in that one?
No, I was bald, man.
You ever see...
You want to talk about this ugly trans person licking me or what?
You ever see Uncle Buck...
Hey, man, I know you got to get out of here and go play beer pong and do jello shots.
No, I don't have to do that. I'm done. I'm 50.
All right. I got a wife, man. She's pretty good looking. And then this dude looking lady came up to me as Aerosmith music was playing in my head.
Was it Dude Looks Like a Lady?
Yeah. And then she came up. She licked my neck and grabbed my dick. And
that's
I go,
a
hey,
dude,
bro,
Teddy,
easy.
Right?
I said,
that's
hey, bro,
a dude.
Back off. That's a. It yeah. looks like a man from an 80s sitcom.
There's no way that's not a guy. There's no way
that's... Pretty sure that's a guy, man. That's what I said. And then... I grabbed his dick
right.
as payback.
Right.
A wet towel, and I whipped his ass. And I go, see you on the court.
That sounds like something we do at the frat house. We have those wet towel fights.
What frat are you in? Is it called Alpha Doesn't Age Well?
Kid loved it. Omega Fa Mu, old fucking man. Nothing?
Nice the way he did that.
I know my Greek letters. So why did you... Why did you wait so long to come forward, Mr. Me Too? She licked you 7 years ago.
Hey, and these now women are bringing up stuff from 30, 40 years ago. We're all equal. I can bring it up whenever I want.
So you're upset that this woman
licked... I'm upset.
Isn't it possible that you kind of put up with it then? Yeah. Because...
I was so upset I had to go get a haircut and do more testosterone. Do you want to see my updated picture?
Yeah, why not?
All right, hang on.
Oh, I missed you.
My name is Shane Crawford, by the way. I look way better now than I did back then. Back then, I looked like Eric Stoltz on steroids. Here's me. This is my story.
What was that noise?
That was me telling the story of how she licked my face all the way up.
To the point where you...
You want to see the video of it?
I do.
Here it is.
I can't stand it anymore, and that's after, consuming enough and smoking enough cigarettes.
We tried to ask Oakley about that incident, but she didn't...
Get your cameras away from me. I'm a lady.
To the Ethics Commission, filed charges.
You licked Shane Crawford.
Excuse me.
What's your response to that?
Oakley retreated to a restroom, so we
waited
outside City Hall for the embattled commissioner.
Nancy, last chance. You want to say something about being found guilty, violating the ethics? You got to pay a $5,000 fine.
Crawford says Oakley was jealous of his wife, Cheryl. The commissioner is also accused of throwing a punch at Cheryl during that face-licking incident. Back in 2017, after being re-elected to the commission, Oakley was the deciding vote to fire Crawford.
There's a Mexican on
your
couch with his hand down his pants.
At the time.
There she is.
You have a sexual harassment.
That's a good-looking dude.
Allegation pointed
He's
against
aging
you.
Well. It's great
you
to be a guy.
Guilty.
We age.
You need to recuse yourself.
He does.
You need to
I wouldn't throw yourself in there.
She didn't.
Crawford negotiated a settlement and resigned. Now, the formal order against Oakley will be entered on...
So, where'd he go? Are we done talking to him?
Yeah, I think you're done with him. I think he got hurt when you brought that story up and you brought new him on. Old him got offended.
Well, I think it's just... It's another just example of a guy fucking taking advantage of... Letting a fucking dude lick him at work so he can get further, and then 7 years later he wants a bitch about it. We found out
the guy is here right now in the studio. It's actually Teddy.
Teddy, I've seen some younger pictures of Teddy. Good looking kid.
Go over live to Teddy right now. He'll talk to you. Teddy, you got a mic?
What's that? Sure, come on up.
What's he doing? Oh, this is going to not end well. What's he hiding there? We can see it on camera.
If he came at me, he's coming at me with a vape pen.
Oh.
Hey, Teddy. Happy Monday, buddy.
Gino, pick up the show, please.
How was the Queens of the Compound?
Queens of the Compound was fucking fantastic. Jono hosted it alongside Amarie Castillo, and then all the girls went up. It was fucking fantastic.
Heard nothing but good things.
Nothing but good things. Sold out, fucking crazy time. We went out
I wish I could have gone, but my girlfriend thinks I'm trying to fuck Stacey Prussman, so that one was out of the fucking
way. Prussman got hammered and threw up all over the place after the show.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She threw up at West Side?
No, threw up in a bar afterwards or something.
Teddy, did you do sex on her?
I did not.
It's very commendable. It's not okay to have sex on a woman that's drunk and cannot consent.
Well,
in the 80s, it was.
Yeah, it's actually kind of...
What we did.
It's kind of challenging to have sex with a woman that drunk, you know?
I mean, why go to a bar if that's not your option?
Yeah, if you're not really...
Well, this sounds horrible, and like rape apologies. Gino, I'm going to move on. We have a very breaking news story. Now, we're trying to come up with an ad for In Hot Water. In Hot Water, Mondays just got botter.
You should use all words in the promo. You should use all actual English words.
Mondays are now the most fun days with In Hot Water on Compound Media. Plant the seedia.
See, again, you lost it with seedia.
Okay, well, I'm not...
How about the fun day douche chilled part?
Yeah, how about you start your week with In Hot Water? It doesn't have to rhyme.
Mondays. Do you like them?
That doesn't mention our brand.
Well, I'm not a professional. But what happened is there is a professional that made a Reebok ad that is hot. This Reebok ad is selling sneakers.
It's not. It got pulled. Got pulled from the marketing.
What?
Sportsman Reebok has been forced. 52 minutes in. Yep. Has been forced to pull an advert in Russia following complaints that its inspirational message is inappropriate. The Russian version of the brand's Be More Human campaign, which aims to celebrate strong women, is accompanied by a hashtag which translates to not fit for frames. It features, among others, Russian influencer Zalina Mareshnikova. I loved her in Crime and Punishment.
Yeah.
Who takes the opportunity, that's a book reference, kid, who takes the opportunity to encourage women to switch seats from a man's approval to a man's face. Who thought that was a good idea? Who thought that was a good idea?
Russians.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's not even that hot. What?
What are you guys doing over at your frat house?
Would you?
Nah.
The advert sparked outrage and was criticized for being lewd and inappropriate, and shortly after the poster had been published on Instagram, it was pulled and the offending slogan removed. Reebok Russia then apologized, with an S, saying their intention has been to give the floor to girls who have something to say and are not shy about being themselves. How does that sit on a dude's face? How does that, like...
Because in Russia, they do that because they have limited toilet space.
And toilet paper. This is an 89.
That's really...
All right.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably the ugliest Russian I think I've ever seen.
We have other slogans that this ad company has come up with.
Okay, I'd love to hear...
So what's the Reebok one?
Switch seats from a man's approval to a man's face. I don't even get it. That's literally the promo.
Right.
That's terrible.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
It makes no sense. There you go. Look, she's sitting on Teddy's head.
Yeah, at least if she's sitting on my face, I don't have to see her. So
yeah,
there
you go.
We have some other ones.
Go on.
Okay. Well, we also have a caller coming in, too, I think. Very exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's, catchphrases for me. I'm very excited. Do you want to answer the phone, Gino? Do you remember how to do that?
It's not ringing.
they called in.
Oh, we have a caller. Okay.
Hey, Gino, Aaron.
Well, that's like the first time this has ever happened.
In hot water, put your sadness to slaughter.
Say it again, Jim. You're in hot... What is it?
In hot water. In hot water, put your sadness to slaughter.
Would that be right? In hot water, put your sadness to slaughter?
That's a pretty good one.
It's not bad. I would say in hot water where sadness gets slaughtered.
Oh, there you go.
No,
you're a professional.
No, John, we're spitball. Jim, we're spitball, and I like what you're doing there.
I would include either nigs or nogs.
Yeah, can we do that?
Well, you know.
It's racist, Teddy, throwing it in on a Monday.
Listen, you're the one who had the poll, nogs or hongers, who's better?
Yeah, how about if I... So how about
right,
if we do...
in Florida, Aaron.
How about...
I can't hear, Gino. What's he saying?
Say it again, Jim.
He said, see you in Florida.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad Jim's coming. And I like Jim's idea. That's better than anything you came up with this morning rushing your frat.
Here's what.
Look, we have some other slogans,
only
Gino.
Faggots wearing frats.
In hot water, it can't get bigger. If you don't like it.
Yes.
What?
There you go.
What?
Find the trigger.
On the trigger.
They wrote one for Wendy's.
Go. Is it the same company?
Yes.
And what would their slogan be?
Where's the beef curtains? They wrote one for McDonald's.
All right, what is
ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving tits.
Okay, I would have said I'm loving rape, but go on.
They wrote one for Skittles. Taste the rain, blow job.
It seems like all these guys do is take existing slogans and put sexual
more.
In
there.
Okay.
There's make one them for Red Bull.
Which
Red Bull gives you red wings.
That one I would use because I think their ads currently suck.
Maybelline, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's semen dripping down her asshole.
I don't see.
It's a little wordy, but I think it could work with it.
I don't see how that helps move cosmetics. I don't see how that does it.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Finger licking good.
Right. Didn't even have to change it.
No, they just kept that
one. I could change a word.
Just kept that one.
Adidas. Impossible is nothing, especially when it comes to rape.
Yeah, see, that's that just seems like they added a second line.
De Beers. A diamond is forever. An erection is for 3 minutes.
Unless you got the blue chew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Does that stuff actually work or is it?
I don't use
Burger
that.
King.
Of course you don't. You can maintain erection
with me.
Cocaine. What am I thinking?
Burger King.
Right?
Rape it your way.
No, I don't think that.
M&M's. Melt in your mouth like old dry semen.
I think that does the opposite.
Subway.
I like
eat
the
fresh pussy.
Now we're getting going.
Gillette. Gays like us.
No.
State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is white.
That's the one.
That's the
Visa.
Eddie loves it.
It's everywhere you want to be, unless it was stolen by a man and he's using it as a barbershop.
No, that what? A barbershop?
Bounty, the quicker jizzer picker-upper. Mm.
The quicker picker-upper.
I was going to be Lays. So.
Bet you can't eat just one, you fat pig that only bones black dudes.
How long did that one last?
Which?
The Lay's one.
They took it down almost right away.
Yeah, that's a shame. I would have bought those chips.
The New York Times. All the news that's fit to print and keep homeless people warm under.
Yeah, because does anyone read a newspaper anymore?
Dollar Shave Club. Shave time, shave money, shave your pussy.
Yeah, there you go. I saw that one. I saw that coming. I like that one. That one I like.
Heinz.
Worth the wait for that pussy. Yeah, yeah.
Beans means Heinz. Beans means farts. Beans means no anal if you eat beans.
Yeah, I don't see how they're gonna fit that on the label. I don't think that's gonna.
Dr. Pepper. What's the worst that could happen? Anal diabetes.
That's not a thing.
HSBC. The world's largest bank that Hongers own, and it's in the name.
Can you say that on Monday?
Greyhound.
Monday of all things.
Get on here, you meth cocksucker.
They should use that.
Panasonic. Ideas for life and TVs you can fuck to.
It's not. I'm
sell for crack.
I like the Greyhound one the
Jaguar,
best.
Jaguar. Grace. Space. Pace.
No.
Sit on his face.
I would have had Mace. I thought you were heading towards Mace with that one.
Nope.
Nope.
Google. Don't be evil unless you've got a handgun in someone's mouth while you're fucking them.
It's all becoming a little wordy as they go on.
7-Up. The Uncola. And you can also lie to your wife and say that's why the seat is sticky.
Campaign director Alexander Goldfast said the entire advertising, including the poster, had been approved by Reebok. But then he was humiliated, he said, and he's going to resign as a result of this debacle. Did you know that, big guy?
Why is he going to resign?
The brand took a cool photo shoot, made good content, did post-production for a long time, put logos on it, and as soon as it got some negative comments, they took it down. He told a Russian TV channel, the brand has the power to do that, but I'm just ashamed now that I look ridiculous. Fucking walked, he fucking did the whole thing.
I think that there were some really good ads in there, and I think that when you're in an ad meeting, you're like, sex sells, how do we do this?
Right.
And you do it, and you gotta pull ads. Everything gets pulled within a day now.
I never thought that I'd see the day when Russian people got butt hurt, though.
Well, I mean,
they're the last motherfucker. They're the biggest savage white people on the fucking planet.
But no, not Russia now, right? Russia's
fucking. Go, dude. You ever go been to Russia? Coney, go to
yeah,
Coney
I went
Island.
To Russia.
You've never been to
last
Russia.
Last night I was rushing to get away from that guy that drove at me.
He was in a car accident last night.
My back hurts.
Oh, I don't
you
know.
Okay?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Put a little Odessa outside of Coney Island. It's basically fucking Russia, and they're savages.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Picking it up after Gino's been burping and racist Teddy's been sitting there doing nothing. Big hot story out of the Bronx. Local governmental man says stuff about gay people. Take you there now.
We're there? A Bronx City Council member said he was treated as an outsider by the chamber because, quote, it's controlled by the homosexual community.
He's Skyping in.
Black
be
man
aware.
In a fucking cowboy hat.
Can I get to the... let's just see what he says. Hey, you're in Hot Water with Gino and Racist Teddy.
Howdy ho, Gino. How you is?
And what is your name, sir?
I got a great big convoy. These fags drive it too.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Me? I'm the government guy.
No, your name? Is it Corey?
I'm Bronx City Council member.
Is it Corey Johnson?
Ruben Diaz.
That's correct. How's the cowboy hat go over in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people like my cowboy hat. I'm a man of the people, and as you know, I'm a conservative, and I'm a black man.
I apologize. You are your Ruben Diaz Sr. I didn't know your name. I'm sorry about that.
That's correct. As you could tell, it's black and Spaniard.
Okay, so this is your quote. When I get to the city council...
And I'm the eldest of the Ruben Diazes. That's why the SR is at the end.
What are you pointing at right now that seems so important?
The gays up in hell.
When I get to the city council, I find the city council is controlled. Most council members out of 51 council
members. Gaylords. I'll tell you this. I went in. They love my schlong. They were looking at it as I urined. And they go, big schlong there, Ruben Diaz.
I don't think they said that.
I'm telling you, they did. Eastbound and down.
Everybody there is controlled by the homosexual community.
Eastbound and down. White women I'm fucking. We're going to do what they said can't be done.
City council.
A lot of people don't like me because they're gay, and I'm not. I'm just a black cowboy in the Bronx. Very typical. A lot of us here. There's me.
Yeah, you say one a year.
Yeah. I root for the Yankees, and I like Toby Keith and rap.
City Council Speaker Curry Johnson.
You ever hear that rap music?
I love the rap music.
Me too. My favorite one is the guy that does the raps.
Eminem?
No, I have diabetes. I gotta watch my sugar.
No, I'm sorry. Did you hear their new slogan?
Who?
Eminem.
What is it?
What is it?
I
melts in your mouth, not on your dried semen. Like dried semen.
Yes.
It melts in your mouth like dried semen, I believe was their
That's
slogan.
That's a catchy logo. I'm gonna get me some Eminems on the way home.
You ever take a Greyhound bus? They have a great one.
What's theirs?
I can't remember, but it was hilarious.
He
get
was,
on the
get
bus.
Get on here, you meth head cocksucker.
Yeah, you never.
It's good someone
Look,
doesn't drink.
I just
right
want
here.
What's best for the Bronx, and that is to have more black cowboys with Spanish names.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that's like a. You might have a problem with gay council members, but that looks like what you would wear to a gay rave, that outfit.
Excuse
you got
me,
the,
boy.
You got the cowboy.
Excuse me?
He's got the two tone.
What did you just say?
I'm just saying.
What did you just say?
Maybe you have a problem with
the only gay bone in my body is going to be a dead one.
I don't. That's still gay then. You'd still be gay. If you had a dead gay bone in your body.
You have a hard time finding line dances in the South Bronx?
Yes. What we have to do is set up cardboard outside the subway platform.
No one does that anymore.
And we yell, showtime, showtime.
No
and
one.
And then I turn on Cadillac, Blackjack, get down, boots, scoot, and boogie.
Councilman.
And when they say Blackjack, that's when my son Jack jumps up.
Okay. Well, isn't it redundant to say Blackjack?
No.
Why?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Council member Diaz is senior. Homophobic comments are offensive to both the speaker and the body and have no place in New York City, you were told, and that you should apologize. This is your chance, Mr. Ruben Diaz Sr. I got to get his name right eventually.
I have an apology constructed.
Okay, well, I would love to hear your apology.
I would like to apologize that God made these people wrong.
No, that's not an apology.
I would like to apologize that they were allowed in the government.
No, that's not an apology.
I would like to apologize that they have this virus that they spread to the monkeys. I would like to...
Maybe you should. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to apologize?
I would like
anymore?
To apologize to Reverend Al Sharpton for borrowing this hat and not returning it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I would like to apologize to all the gay men's buttholes that are all hurt and shredded.
Yes.
I would like to apologize to Garrett for doing what I did on Christmas.
You were there. I remember the hat.
Mm-hmm.
John remembers.
Yep.
How the fuck did this guy get elected looking like that up
now,
there?
Now, I, don't know
I got elected because I'm a black cowboy, and the Bronx is a ditch-a-mitty.
A what?
Ditch-a-mitty.
I don't even know what that is.
Ditch-a-mitty. It's like opposites of things.
Dichotomy?
Ah, yes.
Did you know that's what he meant?
Not a clue.
Did you know Diaz Sr. is a Pentecostal minister?
I am a minister, and I'd like to read you a quote from the Bible.
And you vocally oppose same-sex marriage and has been criticized for your past homophobic statements. What are some of your past homophobic statements other than that entire apology?
Directly quoted from the Bible.
Okay, go on.
And on the fourth day, Genesis said to John...
That's not even a quote. That's
you should not lay down with another man. If you do so, you will get AIDS and give them to monkeys.
Okay, first of all,
although it may seem cool for a little bit, your parents will be upset when you tell them that. Now, if you feel gay, what you need to do is shake your head and pray it away. And then you will get women and love them and do sex on them and then have babies and make fortuitous sex and have babies and go forward.
It sounds like you're just making this up as you go.
And procreate.
Genesis.
This is from Leviticus 18 and 20.
No.
You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Leviticus 18, 22. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them, both literally and figuratively, because it would come from the anus and be on the penis.
Does it say anything about a steak dinner in that one?
Unless, an abomination. I don't think that's
does it say anything about anal poppers? We learned that last week.
Well, those are good.
No, let me just say this.
Here we go.
Verses I described to you are condemning homosexual behavior in general. And the Romans also said...
In the middle of butt-fucking each other?
Did I say the Romans? I meant the Corinthians. Paul wrote, or you do not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, to not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters. Oh, that's a good name for an action movie.
Idolaters.
Idolaters.
Ooh, somebody's...
Idolaters.
Call up the idolaters! Nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards. Uh-oh.
Why is he looking at me?
Nor
Teddy's right
revelers,
here.
No
it's
swindlers
Teddy.
Will inherit the kingdom of God. So the gays and the drunks ain't going to get to see God.
No, that's not necessarily true. They drink wine at the altar.
But they're not drunkards.
Look, here's the thing. Is it possible that
here's one. If gay lords do sex on other gay lords.
Okay, it does not say
Timothy.
Gay lords anywhere in the Bible. I'm going to stop you right there. I don't know what version you have. Do you have the Rick James?
The King James.
Yeah, does he have the Rick James version?
If gay lords do sex on Bible. Other gay lords after dancing and having drinks, that does not make it better. Gay lord is a gay lord is a gay lord is a gay lord.
It
and gay
like,
lords should not be able to run
I
for
mean,
city
half
council.
Half the priests are fucking children. Don't they get a pass by now?
Wait, so you're saying priests that do sex on the kids are gay lords?
No.
Don't they make it correct?
Yeah, you're saying gay lord. It's not even in the... There's nowhere in the Bible does it say gay lord. It says lord. I don't think it says gay anywhere in the Bible. They didn't have the word gay back then.
Then what's a fruit fly?
That's a word you made up that's absolutely brilliant like a fag hag.
A fruit fly is a woman that hangs out with gay lords.
It's brilliant. They're fruit flies. They stick to the fruits.
I didn't make it up. It's a real... race.
It's not a race. It's not a race. You're confusing a homophobic slur with a race. It's a fruit
fly. So you're saying that the fruit flies don't deserve equal rights?
No. No, I'm not saying you're saying that. I didn't say.
No, I'm saying the gaylords don't.
Gotta stop saying.
These gaylords think everybody needs to treat them special because they're gaylords. Now, as a black Mexican cowboy, I don't demand these things. I'm a black Mexican cowboy.
I got that.
You know how hard it was to get this job?
I have no idea.
I had a radio man shoot somebody.
Why did God create the gaylords?
Yeah, why? Thank you, racist Teddy.
Because they have a genetic inferiority and they are not to breed with women. So God makes them do sex where the sex goes in the poo and then it just dies.
All right, let me ask you.
Isn't it God's fault?
It is God's mistake. He left them in the gay oven.
Let me ask you this, okay?
You know what happens if you if God makes you and you stay too long in the oven, what happens? You turn gay.
I thought that was a great callback.
That's a great callback. But here's the thing. If you would think if it's like a thing, like people would...
Hang on 1 second. Give me a second.
Take your time. You know, like 8% of the population is like gay. It's hereditary. It's
perhaps more than that.
Yes.
Sorry, how do you catch gay?
What, like 8% of the population is gay? It's a way God made people. You can't...
Eight. Yeah, this is New York. You better add a zero to that. This town gayer than my hat on a gay man. Hang on 1 second. My transportation's arrived. Give me a second.
Sometimes you gotta wait till stoppage time, but the show gets going. Sometimes you just gotta wait it out.
I could take one more question as a leaf. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
My final question to you, is it possible that you're just, you know, a little homophobic and really we had to wait for a horse? We had to wait. I mean, it looks like you're in the booth. It looks like you're this grand finale, and you just Googled horse sound FX.
That's what we Googled. All right, question in the front.
I was going to ask him if he liked ass play, but that's well beyond the time.
Yeah, Thank you. All right, one more question before me and Ulysses get back.
That's your name of your horse, Ulysses?
That's correct.
Now, where do you keep a horse in the Bronx?
The Bronx Horse Stables.
They do have them. That's where they keep all the police horses.
That's correct.
Walked right the fuck into that. Where'd you get
easy,
them?
Ulysses. Easy.
Are you okay?
He's just getting a little wonky.
You know what would be awful? You know what would be awful? If someone shot a gun off, that might spook the horse.
What do you think would happen if a gun went off?
I don't know. I just think it seems
he's
a little...
getting a little uppity.
Seems like getting a little nervous. I'd hate to see... Oh, dear.
What's that noise? Oh, Jesus! Oh, boy,
Senator,
it's speeding up real bad.
Councilman?
He is speeding up. Oh, Jesus. That's the FDR.
Councilman?
Oh, my God. Oh, no, no, not the Cross Bronx Expressway.
See how good they are with this.
No, Ulysses.
Oh, God, I'm scared. Is he on the highway?
Oh, black man don't belong on a horse unless he's in blazing saddles.
Are you on the highway right now?
I feel like there's traffic going to come to
us. Oh,
and
a soundboard. Hang on. Crashing
a
surfing. Hang on.
What the hell was that?
Oh, God.
No, there we go.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I'm on the street, man.
Why are you a white man?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. It's hurting my ass. Oh, man. Oh, Ulysses, don't go up this hill. Don't go up this hill. Oh, Ulysses. Oh, God, Ulysses, you fast. Oh, watch out, car. Watch out, Ulysses. Oh, no. Oh, car, stop sign. You went right through it. Oh, God, go up the hill. All right, we're almost there. Oh, God, Ulysses.
Councilman.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the sports vehicle. Keep going. Hi, doggy. Hi. What? Oh, the grass better for you. Who?
Councilman.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to throw up. I feel real sick, Ulysses.
Councilman, what? Watch
out,
car.
Ulysses. Councilman. Oh, for the love of God, I pray we don't hit nothing. Oh, please don't let us hit nothing.
Councilman.
Oh, watch out, Ulysses.
This looks like any part of New
York. Oh, God damn it. Oh, there was black people selling drugs.
Why are there palm trees in the Bronx, Councilman?
Oh, God. Oh, it's a blind spot wherever we go up this hill.
Oh,
oh God, I got to get you racing. Watch out. Watch out.
It's like a racehorse.
Oh, you fast. You fast.
All right.
Why am I winded when you're doing all the running? That's a car. You can't hit it. Oh, God. Okay, slow. No, faster. All right, I thought you were slowing down. I was going to jump. Ow, Ulysses! You know I got ragweed allergies. Okay. Can I get out? Ulysses. Oh, shit. Ah! 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 Oh, God! Oh, my horse! My dead horse! Oh, God, Ulysses!
All right, let's wrap this up. Yeah,
how are you still standing?
I think they got
you
the...
alive? Oh, it's too deep, Ulysses.
I think they got the free money's worth. Guys, stick around. Morning is next. Aaron Burr is heading to Miami, Florida.
It's a goddamn dead.
Racist Eddie, thanks for the beer. Tell a Gaylord friend about this. That's the show.